terrorists planning to assassinate a presidential candidate. My wife and daughter have been kidnapped. And the people that I work with may be involved in both. I'm Federal Agent Jack Bauer. This is the longest day of my life. The following takes place between 9 a.m. and 10 a.m. on the day of the California presidential primary.
This is Dave Thompson with Jetcopter 3. It's just 9 o'clock on primary day in Southern California, and freeways are looking pretty good. Usual delays in the Sepulveda Pass southbound, but it loosens up at Culver. We'll have a complete report in 6 minutes. Back to you, Bill.
Thanks, Dave. In the news, we haven't learned any more about the incident at the San Clarita power plant, where Senator Palmer was rushed out this morning. We're told that the senator was unharmed, but Secret Service and the FBI haven't released any new information.
Get some drink.
I'm on it. Find me a pulse.
I've got a pulse. 140th, ready. Pupil's not reactive.
Respiration shallow, 48. I'll start 2 large bore IVs bilateral. She's lost a lot of blood.
We should start the other one.
All right. I'll start on 2 there. 15 minutes. Mid.
Everyone, I'm sorry to tell you that Jamie Farrell tried to commit suicide a few minutes ago.
Suicide?
Fortunately, she's still alive, and they're doing everything they can to keep her that way. Now, look, I know it won't be easy to put this out of our minds, but we don't have a choice. We still have reason to believe that Senator Palmer's life is in danger, which means we all have to get back to work. Now.
You want to look at this?
Not now. Call Jamie's mom, explain what happened. Have her pick up Kyle. CTU, Myers.
Hey, it's me. Hold on. Okay.
Did you get the car?
Yes, and I got the care package too, thanks.
Jack, Terry called.
What?
About 20 minutes ago.
Where is she? What'd she say?
I don't know. She barely had time to say her name before she got disconnected.
What happened?
She didn't call back, and when I tried to redial, the number was blocked. From what I can tell, she sounded all right.
The police have thrown a net over this entire area. There's nothing I can do to help Terry until I get through it.
Well, maybe you should think about turning yourself in. Tell your side of the story.
No. Gaines will keep Terry and Kim alive as long as he thinks I can be useful to him. If I'm in custody, I won't be. Scan the police frequency. See if you can locate any of these roadblocks for me.
All right. Just a minute. Okay.
Jamie give you anything else?
Jack. Jamie tried to kill herself.
Jack?
Did you hear me?
Jack?
Yeah. You said she tried?
We sent her to county, but it doesn't look good.
Are you sure it was a suicide attempt?
Yeah, she slit her wrists.
Where is her son, Kyle?
He didn't see anything. We've already called Jamie's mom. She's on her way to pick him up.
Okay, send someone down to county to question Jamie in case she makes it. Right now, she's still our best source of information.
What? What's wrong?
They set up a roadblock in Montana. Nina, I could have used a heads up here.
I'm sorry. They must have set it up before I started scanning.
If Find me another route.
All right, give me a second to pull up LA traffic.
Okay. You go to the window, you let me know if somebody comes. Tony, line 3, can you get it?
Almeida.
Okay. Looks like roadblocks aren't your only problem. They sent a description of you to all the units in the area.
Nina, it's Terry Bauer.
Jack, hold on a minute. Terry.
Nina, yeah, thank God.
Where are you?
I don't know, but I got a hold of a phone.
Okay, is Kim with you? Are you all right?
Yeah, I'm fine. Kimberly's fine. Do you know where Jack is?
Hey, listen, I'm gonna connect you with him right now. Leave the line open as long as you can so we can set up the trace. Do you understand?
Yeah.
Have Milo set up the trace on line 3. Jack, I've got Terry.
Patch her through.
Mom, someone's coming. He's here.
Terry? Terry!
What do you want from us?
I think I left my phone in here. You seen it?
No, I haven't.
Jack, I've muted our side of the conversation.
Good. Have you set up a trace on the call?
Yeah, and I told Terry to leave the line open.
Good. Keep our side muted. I don't want to give away this phone.
You better not be lying, bitch.
No.
Got anything on that trace?
Latitude is somewhere north of the 10. I should have a rough longitude in a couple of minutes, though triangulating the longitude is going to be trickier.
This is Dave Thompson in Jetcopter 3. We're seeing some congestion in North Hollywood at Verdugo. Around the Grant Street Elementary School, Senator Palmer is due to make an appearance there, and it looks like quite a few supporters and media are hoping to catch a glimpse of the presidential candidate, who apparently is not letting this morning's incident interfere with his schedule today.
I don't understand the rationale behind it. No, listen to me. Why? Why defend something that you don't need to defend? Maureen Kingsley is not coming out with the story today.
She will.
We don't know that.
Look, if not now, tomorrow. If not her, someone else. Our son is accused of murder. The story's too big to hide.
Mike.
He's right, Sherry. We need to control when and how this story comes out.
1 hour ago, someone tried to kill my husband. That bought us time, and we should use it.
The assassination attempt might even work for us if we break the story about Keith. It might put the public in a more forgiving frame of mind.
You're making a mistake.
It's my mistake to make.
No, it isn't, David. Because you didn't get here by yourself.
Do not go against me on this, Sherry. Promise me.
I can't promise you anything.
Jack, we've got a preliminary read on the trace. It's a pretty big area.
I'm listening.
It's north of the 10, east of the 405. Did you hear me? Jack?
Well, that's a start. Now get me through these cops.
Okay, your best bet is east on Thurston.
But I don't think you should be moving yet.
I'll get through the net somehow. Nina, just stay on that trace and help me find my family, please.
Tony, open an extra socket for me on one. Did you hear me?
Come here for a second. You gotta check this out.
What is it?
I was checking Jamie's disk to see if I could find any recent emails. Uh-huh. She was pretty careful about cleaning everything up, but she must not have time to get rid of this one.
That's from this morning.
Uh-huh. To an anonymous recipient.
What about the encryption?
I'll get Milo on that. But you can still see the subject.
Ted Koffel? Koffel? Find out who he is.
Busy.
Yeah. Yeah, Milo, I need you to do something for me.
I'm working on this trace.
Well, you're gonna have to do two things at once. I need this email decrypted, all right? CTU, Almeida.
Mom, it's clear. They're gone.
Hello, Jack?
Are you there?
Terry, it's Nina. You okay to talk?
Uh-huh.
I'll put you through to Jack. Jack, I've got Terry.
Terry?
Jack, can you talk? Where are you?
I'm on my way to get you out of there, sweetheart. You okay?
Yeah, I'm hanging in there.
Good. Thank God. Nina's tracing the cellular signal to your location.
How long will that take to find it?
Nina?
20 minutes. Milo's narrowed the signal to 4 repeater antennas, which is still about 500 square miles?
Oh, God.
Terry, don't worry. We're closing in on it.
Sir, will you please pull over to the curb?
Jack?
No, I'm still here, honey. Look, is there anything that you can tell us that might help us find you?
I know we're at least a few miles out of the city.
Look, this is gonna take me about a minute, okay? Hold on.
Thank you.
Copy, A9.
Sector. Nothing so far.
Jack, are you all right? Jack?
Yeah, I'm fine. Look, honey, it would really help us out if you could tell us everything you know about where you are.
Well, I don't know much. They blindfolded me when they picked me up.
Where was that?
Mulholland, near Coldwater.
How long did it take for you to get from there to where you are now?
I'm not sure, half an hour?
Surface streets or freeways?
Freeways, I think.
Milo.
Already on it.
Anything else? Any sounds or smells? Can you hear cars or airplanes, anything?
No, it's pretty quiet. There's hills and some eucalyptus trees. It's in the, maybe in the North Valley, somewhere inland. It's pretty remote.
It helps.
All right, I got to narrow down to three sectors, but check it out. Okay, the closer we get, the longer each iteration is going to take.
What does that mean?
It's just techno talk, Terry.
Don't worry, we're making good progress. Jack? Are you there?
Yeah, baby, I'm still here. Terry. I'm gonna find you, I promise.
I know you will.
Look, Nina's tracing the call right now. We're gonna have your location in just a couple of minutes. But it's really important you don't hang up that phone, okay? Even if you can't talk, don't hang up the phone. Sweetheart, are you sure you're all right? They didn't hurt you, did they?
I'm fine. So's Kim.
Is she there with you?
Yeah, she's right here.
Put her on the phone so both of you can hear.
Okay. Dad?
Hey, sweetheart. You okay?
Yeah. Who are these guys? Why are they doing this?
I don't know, honey, but I'm gonna find out, I promise. But right now, I just wanna make sure that you and Mommy get home safely, okay? Honey. Look, I know I haven't always been there for you when you've needed me. And
Jack, you don't have to do this.
I want both of you to know that I'm here for you now. I love you more than anything in the whole world. And I promise you, I am gonna get you both out of there, okay? So no matter what happens, don't give up. We're a family. We're gonna get through this like a family. Okay? So don't forget, I'm coming to get you. Sweetheart, stay on the phone. I'm gonna be right back. Still there?
Mommy's coming back.
Jack, I have to get off the phone. He's coming back.
Who's coming? Terry, keep the line open.
Dude, it's just a fault.
It's how Gaines gets a hold of me when he needs me.
You already looked here.
Where is it?
I told you, I don't know.
Where's my phone?
She doesn't know either.
For yourself?
Don't hurt him! Come on!
Lena, what's going on?
I don't know. The signal's dying.
See if anything happens to my wife or my daughter.
Where are you going?
It's okay. They call for help.
What do you think he's gonna do when he finds out they used your phone?
Jack, get us out of here, please. Hurry.
Terry, I'm gonna find you. I promise. Terry.
Think about it. They called on your phone.
Nina, tell me you got that trace.
We didn't get it.
We've located Bauer's car. That's right.
What's happening, Jack?
I got a car. How close did Milo get with the trace?
25-mile radius.
Damn it, that's not good enough.
Sorry.
Look, I've got to do something. Come on, Nina, anything. Please help me out. What about Jamie?
She didn't make it, Jack.
I don't believe this. Nina, please, I've got to find them.
Hold on. Did you get anything yet with that email address?
Yeah, it's coming through now.
Patch into line 2.
Hey, Jack, it's Tony. I found something on Jamie's computer. It might be a significant lead.
What?
It's a name, Ted Koffel. I did a search of L.A. and found a Ted Koffel that's a CEO of an investment banking firm in Burbank.
That's it?
Well, so far,
Hold on. Speak one at a time. Tony, you go first.
All right. Well, so far, that's it. But we got Milo decoding the email right now. We should have more in a few minutes.
Okay, fine. I'm going to head over to Koffel's office. What's the address?
It's 21500 Riverside Drive.
21500 Riverside Drive. Fine. Tony, Gaines is gonna probably try and contact Jamie. He doesn't know she's dead. You make sure you keep it that way, okay? Nina, you help me navigate through traffic.
All right.
Gaines.
Hello, Ira.
Mr. Drazen, where are you?
Flying into Los Angeles. I'd like to know why the David Palmer situation hasn't been taken care of. I don't have to tell you, my brother and I are very disappointed.
Well, we had some bad luck, that's all.
Well, bad luck or bad management, we have every reason to void the contract.
There's no need for that.
To have Jack Bauer and David Palmer in the same city on the same day and let them slip through our fingers would be intolerable.
Don't worry, Palmer will be dead by the end of the day, just as we agreed.
How? We still have Bauer's family as leverage.
We'll find Bauer and use him just like we did before.
If Plan A doesn't work, you should have a Plan B, not Plan A recycled.
Like I said, we still have his family. If we sit tight, there's a good chance Bauer will find us. Then we'll make him the scapegoat, just as before.
My brother wants me to assess the situation personally. Land in half an hour. I'll join you by 10:30.
Suit yourself.
If I don't see a substantial improvement in things in the next hour, I'm going to ask Mr. Kofel to empty the accounts. You will get zero.
Mr. Drazen.
Ara, you may be in this for the money, but for my family, it's personal.
Yeah, I realize that.
Then realize this. If things continue to go wrong, the money isn't all you'll lose. You understand?
This is Sherry Palmer.
Hello, Sherry.
I'm sure you're just as surprised as I am that I'm calling you.
I'm only surprised you waited this long. I assume you're calling because David still plans to make the announcement about Keith and you can't stop him. So now you want me to stop him?
You've lost whatever influence you once had with David, so I'm sure that's going to be a problem. But you might be able to stop Maureen Kingsley.
How?
I don't know. I'm sure she has a weakness somewhere.
Look, Carl, you don't need to ask me for any advice on stuff like this.
Well, as a matter of fact, I'm already taking care of the evidence against Keith.
Taking care of it? Well, how?
That's all you really need to know.
I'm not sure I'm understanding you.
You don't have to. But, Sherry, if we give David a way out of this, make sure he takes it.
Got it.
Send it to me.
It was a wire transfer to Ira Gaines at 2:10 this morning from a Swiss account, $1 million.
What does Kofel have to do with this?
I don't know. Maybe it was his money.
Makes sense. Kofel's in finance.
Yes, Jack.
Jack, looks like we might have the right Kofel.
Good. What have you got on him?
All right. He's born in Philadelphia, went to Colgate, MBA from UCLA in 88. Worked in investment banking, started his own firm about 5 years ago. His net worth is in excess of $35 million.
Okay, good. Patch me through to his office.
Kofel Enterprises.
Hi, is Ted there, please?
I'm sorry, Mr. Kofel's in a meeting. May I take a message?
Oh, I'm just a friend of his from business school. I was in town today. I was hoping that maybe we could get together.
Unfortunately, as soon as he's out of the meeting, he'll be going out of town.
Oh, that's too bad. How much longer is he going to be in his office?
He plans to leave no later than 10. Would you like to leave your name? Hello?
Tell Milo to be ready in case Terry calls back.
Look, Nina, Division gave me a heads up. They're sending in a provisional replacement for Jack.
They didn't waste any time, did they? Who is it?
Alberta Green. Didn't she work for you when you were over at Division?
Yes, she did. When's she coming?
Scheduled to arrive at 9:45.
Okay.
CTU Myers.
Kofel's there, but he's gonna leave for the airport at 10. Look, I'm passing Culver. What's the traffic like moving east?
Hang on, I'll check.
Jack, there's another thing.
They're bringing in Alberta Green to run things. She's gonna be here in a few minutes.
Damn it. Whatever. We'll deal with it. Now, tell me how to get out of this traffic.
You're gonna hit gridlock in about 2 miles.
How's Riverside?
It's a little better. You might want to get off.
Okay, look, I'm getting off at the next exit and I'm gonna cut over.
Mom, tell me what happened between you and Dad. Why did he move out?
Kim, let's not talk about this now.
Why not? I mean, we both know there might not be a later.
Kim.
Please, Mom. I want to know.
I think your father is the best man that I've ever known. But he can be difficult. And his job doesn't help. You remember a couple of years ago when he went away for a few weeks?
For some training thing.
That's what he told us, but I'm sure it was a mission. He wouldn't say. Maybe he probably couldn't. Anyway, when he came back, he was different. He was distant and preoccupied, and other times he was just angry. He did everything he could to keep it from you. But things between us weren't so great. I suppose I could have been more patient. So we decided to try being apart.
But it didn't work.
No.
Good.
I just want us to be together again.
Kofel's taking a private plane. We got a copy of his flight plan from the FAA. He's going to Denver.
What does that tell us?
We're not sure. We're checking people in the Denver area who have known terrorist connections. So far, we haven't got much.
You know why I'm here.
Yes.
Gather everyone around, will you?
Okay, could everyone stop what they're doing for just a moment? I have something to tell you. I'd like to introduce you to Alberta Green. Jack Bauer's been relieved of his duties here indefinitely. In the meantime, Alberta's been appointed acting director of CTU.
Good morning. Things have been out of control here today. Starting now, they're back in control. Most of you know that an attempt was made on Senator Palmer at about 8 o'clock this morning. You may not know that Jack Bauer was apparently involved in that attempt. The nature of his involvement isn't clear, but he has escaped custody and is considered a fugitive. We therefore have two objectives: find Jack Bauer and make a quick and accurate assessment of the threat, if any, facing Senator Palmer. I know most of you have been up more than 24 hours. Too bad. Nobody so much as yawns until we accomplish our objective. If anybody has a problem with that, now would be a good time to resign. Good. Let's get back to work. Specific assignments will be confirmed or revised within the hour. Obviously, this is awkward, but we'll get through this. We're pros.
Of course.
We'll talk later.
Georgetown.
My daddy says Georgetown sucks.
They need to have a little talk with your daddy.
My daddy also says there'll never be a black president in this country. Ever.
Would you give your daddy a message for me? Tell him I understand where he's coming from, but he's wrong. And I'm gonna prove it. Tell him that, okay?
Okay.
I have Frank Ames on the phone.
What is he on?
He wouldn't tell me.
I'll call him back.
He said it was urgent. He's your biggest contributor. You can't just play.
I'm very sorry. Would you excuse me for a minute?
Okay.
Hey, Senator, back it up, back it up. Senator? Here we go. Yeah,
I can start. Frank. It's kind of a bad time.
Well, it's about to get worse.
What do you mean?
I just got out of a meeting with Carl, Phil Tuttle, and Bob Jorgensen.
Meeting about what?
George Ferragamo, your son's therapist.
The freshmen and the transfers from Dufton School are up here.
I know the three of you have given a lot of money to my campaign, but I'm not sure that makes my son's therapist any of your business.
It is when he's accusing your son of murder.
He's a problem.
And Tuttle and Jorgensen don't like problems.
I told Carl to get rid of it permanently.
Look, I played hardball all my life, but this...
What are you trying to say? They told Carl to...
Listen, I'm washing my hands of this and your whole campaign.
Frank.
I am out of it, David.
If you got me by my locker, they read my name on the door.
What was that about?
I need to talk to Carl. Now.
You wanted to see me? Give us 5 minutes.
Certainly. Alberta, I don't know where Jack is. I haven't talked to him since this morning.
Since he escaped from custody with a hostage?
That's right.
I'm not sure I believe you. If you tell me where he is, I'll do what I can to make sure nothing heavy falls on you.
I told you I don't know.
From what I've heard, there are very few secrets between you and Jack.
Jack doesn't trust anyone, including me. Getting involved with Jack was one of the biggest mistakes I've ever made.
Not that I'm judging you, Nina, but there's a right way to do these things. Let him screw you, don't let him screw you over.
Look, if you don't have any more pearls of wisdom, I'd like to get back to work.
By all means.
Hey, it's Ted's friend from business school again. Look, I'm sorry, but I'm in the building. I was hoping I could come up and say a quick hello. Is Ted gonna be there for a few more minutes?
I'm sorry, sir. He's on his way out.
What floor is Kofel Enterprises on?
14.
Thank you.
Nancy, could you call my car, please?
Okay.
Better head to the airport a little early today. Radio said the traffic was a little slow.
Of course. Mr. Kofel, a friend of yours from business school is on the way up to see you.
On his way up now?
I tried to stop him.
You say who it was?
It's funny. He didn't even give his name. He's probably trying to sell you something.
Well, don't give my cell number.
I won't. Have a good trip.
Thank you.
Oh, don't forget your phone.
Right.
Hey, Louis, this is Tracy. Just wanted to let you know that Mr. Kofel is on his way down.
Excuse me. Where's Mr. Kofel?
Oh, I'm so sorry. He just stepped into the elevator.
Where was he going? Down to the parking garage? It's all right. Never mind. There's nothing to worry about. It's a 30-second reset, then we'll continue down automatically. Probably false alarm anyhow. Maybe. Excuse me, are you Mr. Kofel's driver?
Yeah, that's right.
I'm a federal agent.
Where are you going today?
To the airport.
On what business?
Look, I'm just his driver. Is there a problem here? Mark, could you turn the air on back here, please?
Yeah, I'm fine. It's nothing.
He hurt you, didn't he?
No, honey, I'm fine. It's okay.